Crossing the River. Daisy's Home. Daisy lives in the mountains. There are no roads to her house. There is only a track through the rainforest. It would take 2 hours for Daisy to walk to school. Daisy's school is on the other side of a river. To go to school, she must cross the river. This is the hut where Daisy lives with her family. How to cross the river? A bridge would cost too much money to build. Daisy's village is small. There are not enough people to pay for a bridge to be built. So, the people put cables over the river. They hook themselves onto the cable. Then, they slide across the river. This is the way that Daisy goes to school. Cable. The crossing. Daisy has her own pulley. She has a rope and a stick too. She hooks the pulley onto the cable. She makes a seat with the rope. Then, she sits on the rope and pushes off the ground. Far, far below her, she can see the river. It is a very fast trip for Daisy. It only takes her 1 minute to get to the other side. Pulley. How to slow down. As Daisy gets close to the other side, she must slow down. This is when she uses the stick. The stick is like a brake. Daisy presses the brake onto the cable. When she does this, sparks fly off the cable. Daisy begins to slow down. Then she bumps into an old tire. The tire helps her to stop. Daisy has to be shown how to use the brake. Pulley. Stick brake. Riding alone. Daisy is old enough to ride the cable by herself. Some children are too young to ride alone. They have to go in a cloth bag. All of the family come to watch a child's first ride. The children must be shown what to do. They must know how to use the brake. Daisy's brother gets in a cloth bag. He is getting ready to ride with Daisy. The only way. The cable is used by everyone in Daisy's village. People carry their food on the cable. They even carry their pets. If the load is heavy, then they will go faster. It is a dangerous journey. The cable is the only way to cross the river quickly. It is the only way Daisy can get to school on time. A farmer crosses the river with his milk.